They just said they won't be done with it.
Yeah, they just sent an email.
Okay, we are both very apologies. Do you have a message with members? Remember, there who apologized more than that. Not good for the country, because if they can make it to this committee, they must, unless they are party to nothing, that's where they get to say, it's unfair to those members that come all the time. It's one thing when somebody is speaking in that conversation, and I don't even know why or if they are not here. So we cannot just know their respect to our people.
I know everyone in
this country. It's Ms. Michio. Thank you. We'll communicate to Dean and those who are after. I'll communicate with them to say apologies. We need to make sure we have apologies to this one and why they apologize. Thank you very much. And item 3, consideration of a draft report on the budget of the Department of Arts and Culture, budget 2010-11. The debate will be on, and we all do have that report. Rebecca, sorry, we will revise it.
We don't hear the picture.
Actually?
I say we don't hear the picture.
Oh, the same point.
What is it that we have done? Just from the reception?
Yes.
Why must we adopt it? Sorry, just to you. Why must we adopt it?
That is a tough question. The one that we have done is normally, once we have able to make it on the and supporting from committees like doing other departments. But then case more than one will come back to that committee for the part of the
I thought these are insights into
the
box. But we don't adopt this. We adopt this. We adopt this by the research and make it ours.
Chair, I think as I understand the new process within the new money bill that was adopted last year, is that I don't think we have to adopt this report, but as a committee we have to decide whether we are happy with the budget allocations as is, and that we as committee can actually make proposals on certain adjustments on the budget. But but we don't have to adopt a report by a research unit. We just have to decide. Now, these are guidelines for us in our discussion. But I think we have to decide whether we're happy with the budget.
Any other input? Now, that's what I thought we need to deal with the budget. And these people are looking at it and looking at this and that, but my assistant in that thought. Is that not correct?
Because if this check, if we have to consider this for something, I think some researcher must be here to go through this thing and to explain it and so on and so forth. If we have any questions, because now, let's say, we have to adopt this thing. Even if you say we have to call Peter, it will take us so long, you know? And we can't just read it and adopt it. On the 6th, we are going to debate the time for adoption.
Yeah.
So now, how does it relate to this adoption? Adopting this, how does it relate to the budget which is going to be placed before the EPC, which will be adopted by all parties?
Well, because this is an analysis.
Yeah.
Of that which we are going to adopt, which is going to be adopted.
Yes.
So how is this adoption going to influence us? But why would the committee want to publish it? Why must we publish it? Adopt and publish it? For what purpose?
My understanding of this process was that
the
this would have helped us. Sorry to interject. This would have helped us to impact to in our discussion with the department when they presented the budget to us.
Yeah,
this would have helped us. Because we would have gone through this. Because what the researcher does is to flesh out, you know, areas which would assist the committee to engage with the department. And I think this would have been the purpose of the this reflection.
Now, at this stage, my understanding is if we have this gentleman to make this interpretation, we interact and we engage, next thing we're going to do is to allocate ourselves according to political parties to go and debate this matter on the thing. So this interaction with the researcher on this document will assist us to understand, clarify, understand the success stories, the failures, the challenges, the risks that are there, the issues on delivery, the relevance to the donor, the relevance to everything, to the manifesto and that kind of thing, the understanding of the Auditor General's report, whatever. So as we engage here, that would be the process that actually empowers us to move
for the debate.
For the debate,
yes.
But I agree with you. This you need this before you meet the department
yeah.
and present their budget.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time you're not really interrogating a million things.
Mm-hmm.
You're just dealing as to whether the budget addresses the issues that must be addressed. So why don't you call this gentleman, this team, who comes here to present this thing to us? I've gone through
I haven't
this thing. So, but what I was interested in is that we are engaging that gentleman. So why don't you do it yourself so that we want him here immediately? Whatever the committee adopts must be for.
Mm.
You don't have to say we're guided by this insight and this and this and this. Ultimately, it must be our own thing that we are adopting, not somebody that we are.
I made some museum of the money ball. Mm-hmm. That's all been through.
Okay, honorable member, fortunately this is on we've agreed that the research unit team could have come even more heavily before the interrogation of the virus. But everything only can do two things. After the process, what are the highlights of that we prepare? In addition to what we got from the Treasury and the Auditor General, as we go into debate, and in our future meeting with the party. So while he is on his way, maybe we can move to item 4 to adopt minutes of our future meeting. That's the meaning of what day? 24th March. Thank you. We are on page 1.
Okay. Just a few editorial things there that can be corrected. I don't know if I have to mention it or if I can just, okay. The first line under opening and welcoming, the chairperson welcomed members and said that it was a great joy. And then three lines on, as he had been asked, the wood can be deleted. And then the... As he had been asked to preside over
the wood,
the wood can be deleted.
The wood.
Yes. And then second last line of that paragraph that Honourable Malule Care
to take
over.
Malule Care.
I think to take over the chair, not the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, in my ID, it's not in my car.
Okay. Page 1, are we done? We move to page 2.
What's that chair? Fourth paragraph. And second line, Pansal, capital P. First word in the second line, capital P, and then SALB should also be capital letters.
That's paragraph 4.
Yeah. Sentence starts with during the presentation.
Paragraph 3. Oh, it's all the paragraph is one line. And you
just a pencil B sort of self correctly with the right capital letters. And then paragraph 6, first line, the chairperson wanted to know whether there were any at work. Next paragraph, the sentence ends with that, and I don't know what it means. Emphasizing that he had not seen anything in the budget that. Because I think just.
And that's the paragraph where? Okay. That's what?
Yeah.
What I said.
I'm about to just delete the dent for that. And the following paragraph is the last word there, digitizing.
Let's allow her to come
here.
No, I think it's on that point. On the same point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it says, emphasizing that he has not seen anything in the budget. I think there's something
missing.
Because even if you just take out the debt, it doesn't make sense. I think it's on.
I remember on that.
Relating to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now if you just add relating to that.
On that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in the budget, that's the link.
To that. Okay, then that following paragraph, the last sentence, also promising to send a DVD to the committee digitizing.
On
digitizing, okay.
Will it be on digitizing or digitization?
I think it's about the digitization of the document. Do we pass page 2? We are on quarter page 3.
From the last, where it says,
and from below.
Yes. The issue of the relationship between the department and other departments on language usage was mentioned. I think there was a comma or something, I don't know what was said. It was the committee resolving that more time was needed to put on the author. Regarding the relationship of the department with other departments on language usage was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, and the committee resolved.
Yeah.
That more time was needed to reflect on the end vegetation.
I think this was the issue of a constitutional requirement on the policy and equity of all analysis and the way we junior partner in that equality context. but we also raise the issue the way we use them in Parliament, just on their occasion, but also the Department of Education, for example. To say we must use these languages to a higher level, that must have been the level. So we realize it's not just urban culture alone. Urban culture is a driver, but there are other departments that must play a critical role in conscientizing and socializing our kids at school to begin to take these languages seriously. And ultimately, we said maybe we should discuss this further and look if there's no lacuna which would call for further legislation on that issue. I remember we raised the issue of our airport. We go to Georgia, where are the other languages, to go to Brooklyn, and where the other languages. We debated this issue. And yeah, I think that was really the context.
Yeah, no, I understand the context, but now to capture this.
So, the issue of the relationship of the department and other departments on the issue of language was raised. I think we should say already you were mentioned, not mentioned, but you need to raise. And the committee resolved that the Department of Arts and Culture, together with other relevant departments, must engage in this issue, including the possibility of considering further legislation. So somebody can summarize it. I thought we had mentioned that already, the rent.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's a very good committee, and the committee resolved.
The committee resolved that this means further debate and possible amendment of this agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resolving that thing. Need more time.
I was okay with our maybe the board decided in the absence of a language act that we would perhaps wish to refer to such legislation.
That we have no language act. The need to consider special legislation arising.
Sounds a little like Lewis, but
but in the
issue. Let's not be
mindful of whatever. So again, it's like
This is a reflection of what transpired in the meeting. So we are not reopening the meeting.
No. But I do think we said that we will have to look at legislation, not whether it's existing or new, but we will have to look at it.
Yeah, I think maybe just on the issue of that there's no end.
We need more time to look at the meeting.
Yeah.
We need more time to look at legislation.
So that's discussion.
So the discussion and legislation.
So discussion and legislation. Okay. We were at adoption. Any other issue before we move back to adoption? Which was for this adoption? Thank you. So continue.
Sorry, sir. Can we just the last paragraph put in before replying?
In this one.
On page 3.
In 2. The last paragraph. There's a reply in there, but say in.
Adoption, first time, third attempt at bending.
Honourable Minister called on you to do all those things that the Minister and the Contemporary Institute and the Minister to do. Why the Honourable Minister called on you to do all the things that the Minister and the Contemporary Institute in the world. I don't even know where it is.
Are you at the other corner?
Yeah.
In one blessing for adoption. Thank you very much. There are many unnecessary mistakes in this meeting. In this last meeting, take time to read them before you submit them here. Because there are many things which we are going to get recognized in our absence. The typographical, language errors, and that kind of thing. The previous submissions, which came in advance, we praised the secretary for good work in those meetings, although it was a big time. But these ones need much better. Let's improve on that time. In the future. Thank you very much. So many are unsafe. You know, familiar with unsafe. Unsafe. Or safe.
Oh,
not sure.
Equal. Both. Unsafe and
safe. So. Not Terre Blanche. You see, that's Terre Blanche. It's a very beautiful region. It's not Latin, Terra Blanca, a white earth. So there's nothing wrong. You'll find places where the earth is white, or you can call it Negra Blanca, black earth. So, I've met people who are ashamed of their finding Terra Blanca because of this challenge you had with the UG. But it's not fair to the name, because the name in itself is very normal. Some of us here may share names with relatives who are serving life sentences and other stuff. It doesn't mean that we are like them. So there's nothing wrong with the name. It's like that here many people need to say, I would rather, even if I'm sent to Rwanda, it's a better than accepting. But Rwanda is not what it used to be. It's a great country moving forward. The development that's happening today is astounding. There's a lot that South Africa can learn from Rwanda to say that. People address it in terms of the ugly part of the genocide and things have changed. So, many of them say, we've invited you. We've noted that this document submitted by your unit is very useful, but it's more useful when we meet the department as they present their budget to the committee. But now it will still be useful for you to do the highlights that are important because we're still going to debate on the fifth. That might actually assist us. It does not only assist us there, we'll still have many meetings with the department and entities. So what is raised here will help us all out. So please take us through that process, highlight what you think is important. The members will have time to ask questions for clarity. We want to hold you responsible for the weakness and strength of the department, but we will need clarity from you. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say, in addition to what you said, I think Mr. Fonseca could perhaps tell us at this moment what you would do for the community.
May I respond to you? The research unit had a policy that at the beginning of each parliamentary session week, 1689, and then shortly afterwards, I think, the budget. And what the unit, I should perhaps interrupt myself and say to honourable members that this is part of all but done for all government departments. And the idea in the end, and the part I should rather say, was that we had a publication in good form. But obviously, I suppose, due to budgetary constraints, this time around, only the budget will be published, not the state of the nation at that analysis. But hopefully, it will be appearing on the parliamentary website in electronic form. And if I could just reply to the honourable member, I think the purpose of this is to try to bring into tandem the strategic objective of the Department of Arts and Culture together with what actually is going on in the focus of the budget. And I think perhaps this, for instance, I refer to the table on page 4, the head of people provided with a so-called Excel sheet. And it's interesting if you look at the I'm jumping around. But just to refer to that, you will see the last two tables refer to nominal and real change. Yeah. Now, I think, as I understand it, that was done in consultation with Treasury. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the real change is actually taking inflation into account. And there one sees rather shocking figures. If you look at, for instance, the second program, which actually decreased by over 22%. In fact, all of the programs decreased. And should be, I wanted that administration. but basically, you know, this is what one tried to achieve. And taking into consideration my own constraint in that I am not a finance group, but what I do think, what I try to stick to, is the table and the result of these matters. And I don't know whether, honourable chair, you know, I would really go into this or just speak in general.
I think it's my personal advice to find out. So once you've done that, you'll go back to highlight for those in Washington.
I really do trust people that members, let me interrupt myself again, and I'm not a politician. I am I am totally independent working for Parliament. And therefore, you know, some of the matters are rather, in my opinion, killed. But obviously they are alluded to or sometimes said directly, you know. And I hope that the next service of such results, you know, because we are as parliamentary research in a very torn between sometimes a rather complicated political environment, you know. And therefore, in my own opinion, sometimes it appears too clinical, too bland. But you know, this is what we are, as it were, dealing with. I think this document, the budget analysis, should be read very closely with the President's State of the Nation address. Because, for instance, the President in his State of the Nation address, I recall vividly that he did really place a strong emphasis on social cohesion and a sense of identity and belonging. And I think the Department of Arts and Culture has a strong budget focus on, in terms of the budget, on those initiatives. If again, I may, perhaps Professor Lodrick, being a specialist in this field, may differ. But the budget being provided, for instance, for the national languages
taxes, in my humble opinion, remains hopelessly too low. I wonder, Honourable Chair, if I could just walk through the brief.
Thank you very much. I thought I would like your question was very clear.
Yeah.
But you used it to a bull. In my mother tongue, it means a dragon, frightening thing. But I know here you mean a financial white person. And you also told us that you are not political, you belong to the ID. Thank you. May you please highlight those important things you want to bring to the attention
to? So, we work in this case according to strict rules set by my managers. In other words, the headings that you see here, I had to adhere to. In other words, I had to have an introduction, etc., etc. But the department's strategic objectives, which I, you know, started off with, does appear on the department's parliamentary website.
Yes.
And in my humble opinion, really, those are quite laudable. And I think they are thorough.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, unfortunately, one merely sort of pulled out the matters of essence. In this case, in an effort to bring it yet again closer to Mr. Zuma's address, and then also the strategic, very strategic objectives of the department, which are clearly stated and quite imperative. And these are listed. I had to use bullets. Sometimes it's a little bit of an irritation, because if it were a reference document, somebody might have preferred to point to 1.1, 1.2, etc.,
yeah.
But this is the format that we prescribed. So, every now and then there is a reference to the department's strategic imperatives and framework. And you will notice that initially, I think, and I've been with Arts and Culture forever when I was in the... Initially, I think the strategic framework went up to 2010, if I'm not mistaken. Now, they have 2012-13. And I think, you know, therefore, this indeed provides us with a superb opportunity to actually gauge, especially with the specific budget recycle and the medium, so-called medium-term expenditure framework. I have, fortunately, I have had to every now and then refer to the 2010 FIFA World Cup. I think I erred in that I should have put a little R in a circle, because this is their registered name. These are the I think somewhere, because I've written this some time ago, I think somewhere on the chair, mention was made, and we've heard and seen it also reported in the press, that South African artists are not given a proper opportunity there. I think the names of not even three prominent South African artists were mentioned. Oh, thank you for that, yes. And obviously, hence the reason for mentioning FIFA as a registered company, as Mr. Blatter, and I'm sure they have their own financial choice, that, you know, this country is now being afforded an opportunity, really, in my opinion, once in a lifetime. And this is the most perfect opportunity to showcase exactly the Department of Arts and Culture. Because, Honourable Chair, you will see, I have referred to as one of the crucial matters in South Africa, the fact that cultural industries have to be grown in terms of self and sustainable self-improvement. And we do know that vulnerable people do not have that type of protection they so desperately need, especially in rural areas, and children, or young people. And in my humble opinion, the department could be requested to provide a plan in terms of what they are in fact actually going to be doing at the FIFA Cup and the run-up to them. Because I, Honourable Chair, we have heard that, you know, the FIFA is very, very finicky about who goes into their premises or the stadium. But that is the opportunity for us to show our cultural roots. And I have read somewhere that the cultural industry, the export from that, is amazing. And as a mere layperson, one can merely walk out on the street and foreigners buy our cultural goods and even our local people. I personally like doing it. And so I do think that this is an opportunity that the department has, like Honourable Chair said, agreed to in conjunction and in partnership with other departments. I'm thinking offhand, and I think I mentioned it here, of DTI, Department of Trade and Industry, to provide them with that financial expertise or trading expertise if so desired. Honourable Chair, I'm not going to be boring you with literally going through everything. If you don't mind, can I refer to matters that I've
done?
Yes. There's another, in my opinion, and yet again Professor Lottery is an expert on this, and my opinion with the telephone interpreting service of South Africa, I could not obtain sufficient information as to how efficient it is, if at all, and whether all languages receive its attention by TISA. There's also, I think I alluded to this, apropos that point, language in our courts remains a huge problem. Honourable Chair may perhaps correct me. As I understand it, court interpreting remains consecutive.
Yes.
And what shall I explain? Professor, the consecutive interpreting is opposed to what we experience in Parliament as being the simultaneous interpreting. Simultaneous interpreting as a running comment, if you like, but obviously so. Consecutive interpreting is an interpretation of the witness to the presiding officer. Now, I've heard on numerous occasions my colleagues and my friends in the legal profession.
What is the other one?
Consecutive.
Followed on the other one.
And I can assure you, the other day, a legal friend of mine said to me that Madam Justice came to a different conclusion because the interpreter apparently interpreted incorrectly. Honourable Chair, if I may, because I was involved in Parliament's simultaneous interpreting session since 1994 for, I think, 6 years. And to this day, some public representative members of Parliament do not totally trust some of that. And that is something that, and this brings me back to my point about the allocation to language service. I could perhaps also just mention something rather controversial, but nonetheless, and I suppose important to members of our committee. Legislation still appears in only a minimum of two languages. English being regarded as the base language often, in which language the legislation is drafted, and then one indigenous language. And when a number of years
ago, English
and one indigenous language, one official South African language. And then when I spoke to the manager of language the other day and said to me, Nikki, I fear often legislation appears in English only.
Mm.
And one has a great, because as a translator, I will be very hesitant to translate even legislation into even into my mother tongue. I would be very, very hesitant. I suppose the language guru might. But you see, this because partly I understand.
Maybe
I'm
let me add
actually
to the fact that she's not the only language guru.
Oh yeah, no.
There are many language gurus here. Some speak all the languages of South Africa.
Yes. And I really do think that is tragic, because in modern interpreting, the Belgium and Luxembourg and other bilingual countries, I couldn't believe my ears. Had the luxury when they employ simultaneous interpreters. They employ medical doctors if they need to interpret medical terms and terminology. And this is the luxury we don't have, and obviously I doubt that we ever shall have it. But I wonder whether I could just also, on that point, also perhaps move to, we know that the Department of Arts and Culture are think together with the National Language Service sponsored a terminology in proper terms in all languages. And I could not obtain evidence that such a manual is ready. Honourable Chair, I refer to it here. I couldn't obtain whether I have heard Chivenga and Sipasa, and I think Afrikaans is all right, because there's a commentator, Johan, so he's been doing it forever, you know. And as they go along, they create literally new terms, you know. In my humble opinion, it is exactly, even though if it's a call, Laduma or whatever else, that is the power of language when we showcase the world. And one would be curious to know as to whether the manual has been completed and will be available in all of the languages. Am I running out of time? I would, as I see this, also. And in fact, this sounds all the more boring and boring, but the department, one does expect, cannot do all of these things by itself. It has to be able to work together with NGOs and CBOs, business organizations. And this is how, in my opinion, they're going to leverage not only the financial support, but also the expertise. And I have had a great way experience of the expertise of many NGOs. They do invaluable work with me. And I do think there are indications that the department is moving in that direction, without obviously, I presume, losing its, what shall one call it, government status, as it were. Honourable members may look at comments about the various programs, because obviously the figures are being spoken to, and you know, the programs of the department never changed really over a series of years. In other words, language remained lowest, social cohesion, etc. And obviously what you just mentioned is that the Freedom Park per se has now reached its final stage, I think, of completion. And I think then, therefore, this budget, and obviously huge amount went in there, this budget should now change things for in the coming cycle. I think I can't remember, but I might have referred to, I think it's in the recommendation, that the Department of Arts and Culture, and I also used to be with the Department of Communication, these two departments have a myriad of entities reporting to them. The Department of Arts and Culture has over 24, and obviously this ranges from museums, libraries, art space, etc. And some of these, one would say as carefully as you can, some of these are really in troubled times. And I, when I spoke to Rich Panda, our committee secretary, when we spoke the other day, we did say that, you know, it would be almost impossible for a parliamentary committee to oversee and liaise all of with all of these entities. And therefore I think, you know, we perhaps suggested that when we know there are controversial ones, and we know that, you know, it would not necessarily be desirable to, for instance, always call upon the Rowan Island Museum to present to the committee. But in my opinion, personally, I do think it would be desirable for the foreseeable future, you know, because I have mentioned it in here, or in a brief. South Africa, if I am not mistaken, has six UNESCO World Heritage sites. And I think one in China, and I think one up in Africa, lost its heritage status because it couldn't produce that work. And therefore, Robben Island Museum is an absolute icon in that respect. And apart from the fact that one wouldn't want to see problems, that you cannot lose that, you know? Honourable Chair, like I said, I trust that there is a reference, by the way, to the Extended Public Works Programme, and that, I think, you know, really speaks for itself yet again with
Ada Park.
I'm so sorry. Yes. You know, as yet again, there could be a need for such a laudable program to be rekindled at the Dwelling, especially in arts and culture and cultural industry. Because an example perhaps is this, that I don't think, Honourable Chair, we have as property rights, intellectual rights, legislation protecting arts. I'm not sure, but I think it was considered at some point. And we know what happened to, for instance, the Louis Bourseau matter, when really we cannot have, for instance, and there they are, copies or and stolen, etc., etc. Not even to mention, Honourable Chair, you would know so much better than I do, our literature, etc. And in my opinion, this is something that needs really careful consideration by perhaps, you know, the legal experts. I have alluded to this in here as well, but while one is concerned often about the fact that we have to look at seriously and respect multilingualism and culture, it is, I have spoken to people in education, it is fact that postgraduate pieces are published mostly in English and a wee bit in Afrikaans, virtually in no other African language. And that, personally, I feel, is something that the department would not force down upon anybody. But, in the Honourable Chair's words, if there is a sensitization drive, urgently required for that. And because Honourable Chair, I dare say that we who work in language, it is potentially a lucrative industry. Mm-hmm. And there's money in language. And I don't think that people in the art and culture fraternity are aware of this all. And we, you know, then one wouldn't give, then without over talking, then I also, just to refer to our museum, we, Honourable Chair, would know that the department, over a period of time, really consistently got qualified audits. And I certainly shall not be the judge of that. But it is true that it, as this register has become of vital importance, because the artifact, etc., the department is the custodian, will never ever be replaceable, you know, and so there is that control over it and guarding over it, and then obviously security matters. We've heard that at the Zico Museum, you know, they were an instance of that happening. Honourable Chair, like you said, indeed, yet again, I think the Department of Arts and Culture also, in creating a culture of reading, could liaise rather actively with the Department of Education. I'll tell you what, Honourable Chair, Ms. Sundown, I decided to see this document will differ ever so slightly from my original budget, but it's exactly the same in that it is in order for the committee to adopt a report. So hence the reason for the recommendation at the bottom. And obviously, Honourable Members will be, I didn't want to bore Honourable Members with too much information and overload of that, so not, and obviously you being indeed the expert will know so much better to add perhaps to these recommendations. The long and the short of it is that I try to cover all of the sectors in arts and culture with the recommendations. I wonder whether I should be so forward as to say that the Department of Arts and Culture is the lead department for the Model Regeneration Movement. And I have, in the past, I think Dr. Fasano was not here yet, I think it was Ms. Chavati, still did a brief on the MRN. And obviously in that process I needed to visit their website, and it looked as though it strongly requires rethinking. And like I said, because the Department of Arts Culture is the department, quote unquote, responsible for it. Oh yeah, I see I did mention it. Could I just finally stress, Chair, I'm so over talking, yet again in terms of partnering, the Arts in Prisons program, I think there was a trial in one of the prisons, it wasn't Polsmoor, perhaps off country, and it was planned to extend that to prisons throughout South Africa. And I think that is one of probably the most exciting programs. And perhaps the department could be encouraged or asked to what extent that program is progressing. I think, Chair, that roughly completes my effort. And I do trust that honourable members will be able to put it to use in some way or another. And I could perhaps, like I said, just say that in the end, the research unit will publish all of the budget analyses. And it's sometimes convenient to do a little bit of a comparison, especially with, for instance, the social cluster that this department falls under, you know. So, education, sport and recreation, now also in a great way, could be feeding into the DAC and their deliberation. Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you, honourable members.
Thank you,
Dr.
Arlington. You indicated that previous this report submitted by yourself would be discussed, adopted and published. But still, things have changed. It only appears in the internet of the website. Did we understand you correctly?
Yeah, I mean, if we try to explain this. It was decided that the State of the Nation will not be published hard copy because obviously, you know, it comes from the research unit's budget. But it was decided that the budget will be published in hard copy. And like I said,
the departmental budget.
Yeah, you know, our analysis, the research analysis of the department's budget. All of them. And there's a new department that was created by the new administration. Not to do that, you know, will, I suppose, never be mentioned. But in the past, our policy was, in fact, to publish in book form both State of the Nation and the budget. But like I said, I think mention was made of a CV. I'm not sure. I'm almost convinced that it will become part of the community website. But that is over and above the subject page, the publication. But like I said, with the State of the Nation, I think it was an ordinary copy of all of the departments, sectors we call them. Combined. So that procedure will change. And I think once I presume that the research budget changes, it might be again that the State of the Nation.
So therefore it is not required that the portfolio committee adopt this report with whatever amendment and publish it, it's not required. I'm asking the question, it's not a statement.
I wonder whether the rules of the committee and perhaps the committee secretary could respond on that. That's not my view.
Questions of clarity on these very key issues. I think that's true.
find it in order to and what follows the opportunity also on the market and things and choose the interpretation. It's not like you know that not the competition to use all the time of money to come into
you need to be very clear on this one. Because if it is a procedural matter that binds every committee, they cannot be open options like that.
Okay, I think in the case of this research in this analysis, I don't think this is something that we should consider for adoption and conversation. I don't think it's
I agree with Honourable Maluleke because this is a report compiled by a researcher. We can take notes of it. And if we want to adopt anything, it will have to be a report compiled by this committee. That we can adopt.
Okay. These two are technically good. By the time they come here, they must have debated these procedural issues, adopted them, so that they technically assist the committee correctly. Whatever advice, finally we must either reject or accept that advice. But whatever advice you bring here must be quality advice, advice that does not mislead the portfolio committee in any way, so that we know we are procedurally correct. So I, in a sense, agree with the intent of that the report must be out. These documents are different. You may need some paragraphs, verbatim as they stand. You may amend them, you may place them in other ways, you may reject some of the things, but it must be our report. But I would encourage the technical group, even on this one, because even now we are not speaking exactly the same language, to go and interact further. And there are people technically above you, am I not right, in the hierarchy of the structures of Parliament. When you can agree, you move to those cycles and make sure what comes to this committee is exactly correct, so that we don't follow on copies.
I wonder, Honourable Chair, if you would just provide me the opportunity. If I were to have a position on procedural matters, I will encroach. I am strictly restricted to providing research. And so therefore, unfortunately, and number one, secondly, I do not know in depth the rules of the committee. I leave that to the experts in the committee section.
And the experts are on your right.
But what I should say in response, perhaps, my original document, like I said, differs slightly from this. Lucinda requested me to provide this as a report to the committee, and it says here, report to be considered. In other words, not my words, that's a template thing that I presume the committee section uses. So, strictly speaking, this is a committee report, even though it is being put in here, and that's the best explanation.
Okay, we shall close that issue. I think the Secretary will get that. Ma'am?
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry to ask you to ask
Maybe I need a clarity why we have to address this.
No, Mama, you're right, sir, you're right. Before Ijima arrived, the portfolio committee went very deep into that. And the conclusion is the same as represented by another woman who I can work with, that we don't adopt the advisors in assessing the budget, looking at the strength and the weaknesses and that kind of thing. That is advised by the SORNO, by the strategic objectives that have been adopted. So we're not going to adopt it. So that is the water that is going to be agreed. So I think in essence you're right, but you are not the lean water type one. You interact and you interact on certain issues, and ultimately you go to those particular areas. Our expectation would be when we come here on those issues, the secretary must be able to say, according to the rules of procedure, paragraph this, number this, this is what you do, number this is what you do. We should not just think, we should abide by written procedure and requirements. And the committee must be empowered by both references to documents, to pages, and so forth. You should be able to say, honorable members, with due respect, I think if we go that route, we will be violating this and this and this and this and that, so that we do what is right. And we don't do fruitless expenditure by debating in areas that actually go outside the required rules or procedure that we must follow. And that's the responsibility of the technical expert that must assist to the court. Any other questions on the highlights of the presentation? And Mr. Fandre,
yes,
why was it difficult for you to join us from the beginning today?
I'm so sorry, my apologies. I had an engagement at the office quickly and I ran for over and my cell phone is dead, I couldn't call. My sincerest apologies.
But in future, if and when he calls you on our behalf to come and present, you prioritize that because it's very, very important for the public. The submission you've made is of a very good quality, it's very interesting, it's very exciting. The kind of things you're saying, we've had some of them from Treasury, from the Auditor General, this and that. So it comes in very, very handy. So next time when we invite you, we are priority number one. We agree with that. Can we release you?
Thank you, sir. I hope and trust that it will serve you.
So, thank you very much, Mr. Fandre.
It was my pleasure.
I'm afraid we did meet in my office, and you promised that you will leave no stone unturned to help this committee. And we appreciate that attitude.
Yes, to an extent, oh yes, it's my absolute pleasure. This is my last year in Parliament. So, obviously, one hopes to leave a legacy of sorts. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Any other matter on this issue? Or we proceed to the next? We have done adoption of minutes, so we are at any other bit. Honourable Lothary.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether that also relates to the budget issue, but it does. I would like to bring it to this committee that, and I don't know whether I'm alone in my experience, but I have had very little support from the Department of Arts and Culture in terms of information. My calls are not returned, and it pertains to matters that was raised now, which is part of the budget, and that is the artist for 2010. If you will recall the detail on the 10th of March, I almost think you weren't at that particular meeting, promised us a list of 43 proposals of arts and culture activities for 2010, and that he would give it within 14 days. We're 6 weeks later. I cannot obtain that list. I have phoned everyone at Arts and Culture. It is non-existent. Well, they don't come back to me. The DG promised us information while me personally at previous meetings concerning this telephone interpreting service. He would give information to me. And Chesterton, I really think this is, for me, a worrying trend, that the department comes here, especially with their presentations, and they just don't follow us. And every time we get very vague things, for example, the soccer terminology. It's one of the flagship projects they're now producing, but we haven't seen anything. We do not have proof of anything. So I don't know, Chair, how we will address this, but I'm extremely concerned that a presentation is made to the committee and then they just forget about it, as if it's over and done with and they don't have to come back to it. And I would perhaps propose that we do call the DG and his department to give us tangible proof now of what is happening.
Honourable member.
Thank you, President. My one here is the involvement of the community in your defense. Yesterday, when the resistance came out, this committee, last time, in our last meeting, we tell you that the committee of the community is not in the defense, as we are not. We are still trying to treat it different like other committees. Other committees, they are quite involved. They go out, other what, sports, and
social
services. So every committee, they are going out there on the field to check everything that is fine. If you can see the recommendation from the report, you ask yourself, where we can be involved in the team. Where can we ask the department about the behavior, about the people who were still in the central system, who are talking about the behavior, okay, that's fine. But it's unclear whether in the wake of the system, for example, the department of the correcting soccer, correcting parasite, the statistician, soccer, civil knowledge. We don't know nothing. Nothing is not what you ask the department, you know, as this community.
So maybe we should discuss our links to issues with our lives. The issue of us going out and visiting in the first place was affected by the way for us to adopt a strategic plan 2010-2013, if we must tell the truth. which, thank God, we have that workshop at Mount Nestor like that. And came up with the strategic plan. Honorable members will remember that in that strategic plan we also prioritize the need to visit, because our visitation is not determined by the department. Subject to approval by the parliamentary authorities, yes. That program is determined by ourselves. And I know at that workshop we agreed on what are the key things that must be set. We indicated Freedom Park, Golden Island, and we said the FIFA is here, and we need to identify areas where we should visit. Those consultations and discussions are in our minutes of that workshop, which at the end, the facilitator submitted the gift to the office of the president. So we need to have that lined up for us to submit to be able to go out where the whole of the money is there. So we need to prioritize those things and submit an application and get that approval for us to go around. It doesn't depend on the fact. On the issue of the department making promises and not following up on those promises, I believe that every promise they make is minutes and years. Especially the promises they make when we are with them in a committee. And there's a procedure to follow on unfulfilled promises. There's a procedure that we should follow to do that. We should not feel very lonely there. If there are issues we raise ourselves as members of this committee and there's no response, we should formally follow up on those issues so that we delay. It's only 50 days to the kickoff. And the message that I get from honorable members is that at least we should have gone out there not only for the FIFA thing, but also for the other critical things for the committee to be able to visit and interact with those issues. And I think we can refresh our mind and say for FIFA, these are the critical issues we want to address, this is where we want to go. And for other sites, you know, not quite things, oversight, but monitoring issues, we want to prioritize A, B, C, D, E, F. I think we can do that ourselves. We don't need the department to be coming that far.
Okay,
why don't we start with C? Where do we want to go? What do we want to see? What do we want to check on? We have increasing agreed we must make sure that you interact with evaluated methods that make us account. So, what are our priorities? Where do we want to go?
Well, I don't know whether it justifies a visit as such, but we need to have serious and urgent and quick answers as to the art and culture presentation during the opening ceremonies, at the pre-kickoff concert, all the other activities, and we need that information urgently now from the DG. I don't know how possible visits are, because I think that has to be arranged in conjunction with the FIFA and the hosting LOCs and whatever.
You want to know at the open, game number one, Mexico Pacific, what role do our artists have there, what will be sold, what will be on display there, and where is the place.
Yes.
You have the right to go and see if you want to actually go. If you want to meet the artists or their representatives, you can call them and meet them, and they can tell you. One thing the department tells you, their version is another thing. Interacting with the people that are
actually. But we don't know who they are.
Right. So, in question of place, Pray the leader, pray. What are our artists? What is their state in this state? You can even call the Department of Trade and Industry to say we want to know what role our artists will play, what artists will be on stage, what are the facilities, what are the possibilities, and so forth and so forth. So, in other words, we've been calling the department here a million times and I've continued to call them, but there's also time for us to go out there and see for ourselves and check for ourselves in the areas that are affecting our portfolio. And I'm really encouraged, let's come with proposals and solutions, because we have the solutions ourselves.
Thank you for talking. Yeah, I think the explanation is quite a good explanation. As far as I have been involved in the infrastructure, I don't know if the second day I have to tell someone whether the department did come for their presentation.
So they did not come?
They did not. I think some of the concerns that the honorable members are having emanate from that the absence of the department to the meeting on their face. Because
we tell you, we did meet the department later and we raised this issue and the minister was very disappointed. You remember she said she got information that the DG was here and she thought he was excellent participating in our workshop. We had a meeting with us for that. And she said she would go into this matter and give us a feedback why the department did not come. Because I thought she was concerned with having a
okay.
But this is what I'm really trying to encourage. We want to do something. We want to do something. Some we want to come to the but where do we want to go? We're complaining that we're sitting and going nowhere. I'm saying let us identify, make an input. Where do we want to go? What do we want to see?
I'm trying to build in on that. That's why I am continuing as because our strategic planning is to carry a program for us now if they have come to that certain point in place to that point. If you answer to it in the explanation that we brought, we'll accept it. But now, I think I'll agree with the honorable member. Here we are, a parliamentary committee. We want to do our overview on the 2010 issues. We don't know where to begin right now. That's the thing. Are we going to just go there? Maybe that's the question we should raise to ourselves. And approach the LOC that we are a parliamentary committee. I should think it would carry weight if we were at least rid of the area where the actual project that we need involved as well. That's what I'm trying to. In other ways, I think I am agreeing with what the two members are saying, that we need really another briefing from, so that we know at least where are we heading. Something that will direct us from the plan that we made from the strategic workshop on the 2010 issues. Because yes, we are a parliamentary committee, we want to go do our oversight, and we do have money, but where do we start? And how do we enter the whole area? We can't just go there and say, okay, I don't think I've never experienced it. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay.
I also think we should, you will respond that there are some concerns raised with this around expenditure on preparation so I think it would be advisable for us to meet with this party quickly on 2020. I think in fact we may be a bit late, but I think something that we have done number of these, all the buckle around the artists.
Mm-hmm.
For us to be seen, to give some advice, because we just don't know. Just to hear from the partner, exactly what is it that they're doing, and whether or not they are on track, because the impression that we have is that we were told that they're on track, but it seems they're not. You can't be on track when there's no money that is being spent. And I think I would agree with you, on the question of us even meeting with the artist. I don't know how much that is going to help, especially with regards to them having a very mixed local organizing committee and some explanations and so on. It seems that there's some agreement now as to how what they are going to do. But I just want to say that I agree that we need to do this question. It's interesting.
Thank you very much. In the previous meeting, this issue was raised, including by you, on 2010. And I'm aware, the speaker was not in that meeting, that the department shared with the committee what they are doing in several areas with regard to arts and culture. Am I correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, when we have done that and we have that information, it's up to us to decide of those areas they've mentioned are the areas which we want to focus on. And I agree with you, they may come back and deal with other issues, but if they've shared some information to say what we're doing, with how much money we're spending on this and this and this, we can follow up on that as a committee and visit and see whether that's actually happening. And then we call them on other issues. Or even when we come from there, we call them and say, the promises you made and the information you gave us is not translated into reality on the ground. Then we'll balance listening to the department and doing oversight. We need that. Now, what take we are doing, we must call the department to brief us on 2010. That based on the previous interaction with them, there are no areas that we want to visit and do over there.
Yeah, I just
want to
say, whatever we want to do with regards to the spirit of the last few times in the next year. The last year, because there's so little time left before the people.
I agree with you, but that's the best comment. You are free to visit even during 2010 to see whether what we were promised everything is ready, even during 2010, from June 11th till they finish. It doesn't stop the committee from doing its work.
Okay. I think the reason why we wanted to visit there is to save ourselves from embarrassment. So it won't help for us to go there when the games are on and, I would ask myself, where was I when I get there and it just, I met with all the things that we would be embarrassed with. So
we agree that it's not the best.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Where do we want to go? What do we want to do?
You see, what will inform next year is when we have a list of all the things that the department has done. And then we will say, these are the areas that we are going to visit. Because we will obviously go there with the department. And they will take us through and so that they can explain some of those things. And then we will see where they are from. Like, we went on the other side of the whole city. Transport, sports, police, health, and everything. So we went to the airport. And they actually took us to the clinics and said, these are the clinics, and this is how they're going to conduct their vaccination or whatever, it's so amazing. You go to Joburg Airport. If a person moves up there, there's a point where
their temperature will be picked up, and they won't move beyond that. It will then be reflected to sin. I must say, we are really ready in that regard when it comes to health. And then we went to the police station at the airport, at the stadium. There are, areas where the police will be stationed. So we went to the stadium, we looked at the stadium, we touched the grass, we're not experts on that from there. But it gives you a sense that I can with confidence say, in terms of infrastructure, we are 99.9% ready.
So, suggesting we communicate with the Department of the Natural Agency.
Yes.
They share with us the area of the CBT
and other responsibility
in terms of agriculture, and then we determine when we go there. And you think that's not the best. When we come back after the constituency week, we want to factor that into our program.
So we must say after immediately after our debate.
Yeah, next week.
Yes, after our
debate. Could I also just make the request that if the department does provide us with information, that it's not the same thing we got last time. It says nothing.
Yeah.
We want names, places, facts, figures, detail. Mm-hmm. Because they give us a general thing and
glorified administrator, but I just want to ask a question. In terms of the
answer
that
Bill
did before,
you mentioned apology at the beginning. What did you say?
She said she's a glorified administrator. glorified what?
Minister.
Okay. Probably they don't have a state in the
discussion.
Except if you want to hear something, you are in
pity. I think
it's
the answer.
Okay, members, giving you the leader.
I was just going to ask, since there's such a variety of people coming out to the opening concert, and of course there's a variety of artists, is there censorship of the performance of the artists themselves? Because really a variety of artists will be performing in the, creative space, but it's, and of course the audience will be so much more, different and cosmopolitan, but is there censorship of the kind of performances that should be expected out of a World Cup performance of this nature, a concert of this nature?
I think that's what the committee does not know yet.
We know nothing.
That's the kind of information you want to get. Can we therefore agree the secretary will have a letter drafted ready for me today so that I can process it and get it to the minister as of yesterday. We agree on that. Having said that, do we ourselves have any interest to go to any place even before we hear from the minister so that we can research on that and see what the possibility is?
I think it's going to be very difficult because I think we will be guided by the information that's provided to us. And I would also just ask that if it's possible that the department provides us with a progress report on the soccer terminology so that we know exactly where we stand.
But the summary of each of is that after the strategic workshop, you did get that the document that captured the things we did at the strategic workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Did we distribute it?
No.
You see, that's again where the challenge lies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said it's very, very urgent, and we said that document must be in the pigeonholes of honorable members by that Friday, Thursday or Friday. Okay. So we have that one. Any other matter under our
The researcher also alluded to this, and I know we received an invitation, very short notice, about the intellectual property rights bill. That's being tabled by trade and industry. And I've gone through that chain. I think that arts and culture should be involved in this whole process because it does have implications for especially indigenous knowledge aspects. So I would just urge you as chairperson perhaps to just have us involved in this process, that it doesn't go past us without us talking on it.
So you were asking for intra-parliamentary meeting with that portfolio comment. Could we get that letter already, not later than tomorrow? You think so?
No, I just discovered this idea that from what the Honorable
And what committee that we want to
trade
and dealer. Please let me have that letter ready for 5 minutes from now. Any other how they allocate one another, because everybody has got a number of allocated minutes. They determine by themselves who does what. Well. So, I think what you're saying is, we in the ANC, how do we do that? And the DA will determine their own thing, if they don't have their own thing. For the ANC, I would say, at the end of this meeting, there is a discussion. We have had a problem. Concerning the readiness of a peace mission of the government. I've written to the secretary to follow up on that. And I demanded a report what happened. Because it's not acceptable that honorable members must be held hostage by gadget. It happened twice. I don't have that response here. And I told the secretary today. I was explaining to Mr. Bali, I told him I don't want to explanation. I want it to run. This is honorable members, parliament, we want facts, not story. So I'm just informing you, I'm still expecting a response from those that are responding. We have that embarrassing situation at Mount Meru, where we come there and we are told 10 different stories. And we wasted a lot of time. And ultimately, the secretary came to me to say, the booking agent has admitted culpability and they are willing to apologize. And I returned to the secretary when that apology letter didn't come. To say, I'm still waiting for that letter. He told me today, I have no response to the letter. I've written and I've written a follow-up to say, now those people are changing their minds, they are not willing. Because my concern is that I didn't know whether it was the department or it was our own framework, the secretariat make arrangements, or it was the voting agents. We must know that we are a committee here. Now, I'm getting some stories which I said I can't listen to. Because I've promised the members an apology is coming. And if it's no longer coming, I must have something like it for that apological time. Because next time when I tell them, they won't believe me. They'll think I'm lying. So I'm saying it before you again, the second time I must show that apology letter, failing which we must get a written explanation, what has happened. Because otherwise it ends up a sabotage of the committee, so that the committee should not be able to function properly. So we are waiting on those letters to come my way. But I must indicate what is really terrible, that the Secretary himself will not acknowledge my letter, and he will not respond to those letters. And I'm saying this for your information, because from now on, when I write, I expect the Secretary to immediately respond. I'm not writing in my family's name. I'm writing on behalf of Parliament, on behalf of committee, and it's unacceptable that I write a letter and wait for 2 weeks or another 2 weeks. There's not even an acknowledgement. Thank you for the letter. I'm following up on the letter. It really doesn't matter. So the other area that the Secretary must assist me with, we've discussed this in my office, is communication. Let's take the issue of the difficulties with the researcher here to attend our meeting. Where the administrator finds difficult, there's a political system that must intervene to make sure that when you come here, you don't meet confusion. So I didn't know there was that challenge until we came here today. So I'm saying to the Secretary of all of you, I've not appointed myself. I've been elected by honorable members to chair this committee. Whoever makes me fail does not fail me as an individual. He fails the whole committee. Don't assist me to fail the committee. Assist me to make the committee succeed. It is critical. I'm saying this also because last week I tried hard to get the secretary. He was gone and he was sick and I couldn't catch him by my phone. Normally, under this political hierarchy, I should not call 2-3 times without my call being returned. Because how do I function when the secretary does not respond to my call? I've been tied in my office with the executive secretary to say, I called, there was no response. There was no response. The main following up on this matter. There must be communication between the secretary and the chairman. We never quarreled, we never fought on anything. I don't know why this is happening the way it is happening. We never quarreled on anything except just to talk about our work. So it should not only be that the chairperson ultimately succeeds to get in touch with the secretary through the executive secretary. I ask that what this means, why I cannot, but if and when I call the chairperson of this committee, the secretary must know that the committee is calling on him, he must respond. Because it doesn't make sense. If I call and call and call and there's no response, and the executive secretary has a follow-up, then she follows up, she says, yes, the meeting is happening on Wednesday. And I've tried all the time to say, have you secured the meeting for the committee? And there's no response. That is not how we actually operate in a disciplined manner. So I'm saying these things, they must come to an end so that this committee must function properly. And preparation for our meeting must be thorough, not hit and run. It must be thorough. For example, if we sit here, yes, we have the researcher, we have it, but it's not really clearly clear about the coding and the adoption, that kind of thing. I'll have to follow up on that myself as well. But it's the job of the secretariat to do that technical research and come and assist the committee. And I cannot always beg and beg and beg, please help me, crawl on my belly, lie on my back, with my legs up in the air, begging. This is not about begging. all of us that are here come here because they said, yes, we shall work. And these responsibilities are critical. The executive secretary, she knows, I've told her, I can't call her not try you, I understand sometimes you're free with that kind of thing, but make sure, in fact, according to today's telephonic guidance, you can even work that budget in a way that if your principal is the president, when you call the full ring in one way or to collect something, so that you don't get very thin. Because there's no way I can work if the executive secretary is not available, if the secretary to the committee is not available. I've not really brought these things in this strength to you before, but I'm bringing them now because matters are getting out of hand. And unless we address them appropriately, this committee will be safe. Mm-hmm. And we cannot afford to do that. I must be frank with you, I've not taken this to the political principles and so forth, because I believe I'm also a leader. And I cannot have every problem solved by the Speaker and the Speaker and so forth. We ourselves, we are men and women of experience. We are leaders in our own lives. Even he is here longer than us. He knows the procedures and the processes here. And I appreciate his presence with his experience. That experience must not be denied us. It must be given the committee for the committee to function. So I just wanted to conclude on those words. I'm expecting responses to those letters, because if they don't come, they amount to something. I don't want to give any name. I'm expecting that. And I'm also expecting a visit. Every time the committee meets, make sure you are there, investigate, check every budget is working. We can't come there together with your secretary and we are surprised at the same time that things are not working. Our jobs are not interested. Someone is there to make sure that things function and they move. So that when you come there to do your political work, everything administrative is in place. Thank you very much, honorable members. I'm looking forward to better days and better issues. And that addresses issue number 6, closure. I never forgot. Thank you very much. You're doing the kind of thing that may raise your power. There are two things. Let me start with this one. The department has invited me and your good self a separate letter, but it's a letter that covers policy, to participate on the Cultural Diplomacy Conference, redefining the role of culture in the 21st century, to be held in Pretoria on the 20th and the 21st of May. I am in the reference group that's working on preparation for this thing. We shall multiply the list and drop it in the beginning of the year. You have it? We know that does not compromise doing our work in the department, even when they pay for our accommodation.
You say we want to change it as private.
Then after that, I'll close that matter. Let us deliver no issues and deliver it with that. Now, I've closed the matter on that. Let us deliver. Let's allow the chair to close the meeting. And let's close that matter. You'll make it to me. Thank you. Now, there's an organization called UCA, Public Issues. Okay. Honorable member, there's an organization called POKA Publication.
POKA.
Yeah, POKKA. I thought it's POKKA. Maybe. Okay. It's led by Aneki Borja. Over a period of time, she interacted with the Department of Arts and Culture. And what I meant by Arts and Culture, in publishing translation of a work by a certain prophet called Khalil. Yes. Now, she's been to my office and has donated copies of the translation to honorable members. She has also donating to the minister, deputy minister, the speaker and the deputy speaker, and she's asked me to make sure that the translation reaches those people. When she mentioned the president and the deputy president, I said that must be done directly. This committee is not the one that facilitates things with that high order. So, but the documents are here for all of you. Today she even returned names. So those who are not here, their documents will remain the executive president. And if there's somebody here whose name was not remembered, let us know so that we provide that name to an import.
I think the color is nice.
No, but this is a beautiful VA.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah. Okay, so that represents the fine.
Thank you very much, honorable members. We may release the rest of you and the ANC members to be named.
me adopt you. Adopt you, please, dear
I'll get caught with you. I'll write something on top of your business.